Listening Practice 7. You are Jackie Fung. Your principal has asked you to redesign the school computer room. You are discussing this task with your classmate, Fiona. Listen to the conversation and complete the floor plan of the room below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Fiona, we need to come up with a plan to redesign the computer room and submit it to the principal by the end of this week.
Oh, guess what I've got here?
What?
The floor plan of the existing computer room.
Excellent.
As you can see from the floor plan, the computer room is basically a square. I've already drawn in some of the things that we should have in the computer room.
Okay. What are the two shaded bits on the left-hand side of the plan?
Those are the two windows. You'd better write that down on each of the shaded areas so that the principal will know what they are.
OK, so I'll just write window here on the shaded part.
You will have to write the word window twice because there are two windows.
OK, let me write window here and window there. What's this shaded part here on the top of the plan, near the corner on the right?
That's the door. Jackie, you could write door on the shaded part.
Okay. Door. Done.
See the long rectangle at the bottom of the plan?
This one here?
Yes. That's the projection screen. You know the one that is mounted on the wall. Could you write PS inside the rectangle? PS stands for projection screen.
Hang on, just let me write the letters PS inside the rectangle at the bottom. Okay, what else?
Now there is a square in the middle that says computers. I suppose this is the area where we'll put the computers.
Yes, there are altogether 10 computers in that area.
I've spoken to the principal this morning and she told me that the school would give us money to buy 10 more new computers.
That's great. So, where should we put the new computers?
We can put them next to the old ones. So, Jackie, could you draw a square next to the one on the map? The square should be the same size as the one on the floor plan.
Same size and right next to each other.
Remember to label the square. Write the word computers inside the square.
Hang on, let me write in computers inside the square that I've drawn. Okay.
Now look at this wall here, where the door is. We're going to put two things against the wall. I've already drawn in the boxes and you just need to label them.
Right.
First, write the word printers in the box next to the door. This is where we'll put the printers.
Printers. Okay. And what do you want to put next to the printers?
A bookshelf. I think we need a bookshelf to store all the computer books and computer accessories.
Hang on. Just let me write the word bookshelf in the box next to the printers. Bookshelf. Okay, it's done. Is that all?
There is a gap between the window and the bookshelf. It's just big enough to put a floor lamp there. Do you think we should put a floor lamp there?
Why not? It's always nice to have a floor lamp in a room. So, should I put the word lamp in the space between the window and the bookshelf?
Yes, please. I guess that's all for the floor plan. Let me see. It looks fine. I'll send it to the principal tomorrow. Thanks for your help, Jackie.
It's my pleasure.
That is the end of Listening Practice 7. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.